everyone, Shannon Morse here. I'm back from CES with ThreatWire, bringing you a security and privacy news story straight from ThreatWire headquarters. FireEye's Mandiant Incident Response and Intelligent Teams discovered a huge amount of DNS hijacking that appears to have stemmed from actors with relationships to Iran. The DNS attack targeted governments, telecommunications, and internet infrastructure companies in the Middle East, North Africa, Europe, and North America. Now, we've seen DNS attacks before, but this one is important due to its immense global scale. In fact, it is so large that the Department of Homeland Security has issued an alert about this campaign as of Thursday. DNS stands for Domain Name Server, and it's the technology that links a computer-friendly IP address to human-speak domain name. It's what makes 8.8.8.8 match up with Google.com, for example. The attacks manipulate the domain name server or DNS records, which in turn divert target traffic through malicious servers instead. The attackers use several different encryption certificates and VPS hosts to avoid detection. And while evidence of attacks is minimal, FireEye suspects an actor with ties to Iran because of the IP addresses, even though that's a weak indicator, as well as the motive, since Iranian governments would have lots of interest in data from these places and companies. Mandiant says that the attacks have been happening since January 2017 all the way through this month, and attackers are using three different techniques. The first is by altering DNSA records. The second attack alters DNSNS records, and the third involves using one of the two, then combining it with a DNS redirector. These require some sort of reconnaissance attack beforehand, such as a phishing attack to steal login credentials from admins. Once the attacks are in place, an end user visiting the site in question would not be able to tell the difference, even if their login credentials were getting stolen during the exploit. Now, while it is hard to prevent these kind of attacks, FireEye recommends implementing 2FA if you have not already done so on domain administrative portals, validate any A and NS record changes, search for SSL certificates related to that domain and revoke malicious ones if there are any, validate source IPs and logs, and conduct internal investigations to access intrusions. While little is known about who is causing these incidents, it does go to show that DNS exploits are gaining in popularity with attackers. If you enjoyed this, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/HAK5, that's Hack 5, and patreon.com/ThreatWire, where you can get exclusive access to my Discord server and a whole bunch of other extras. And thank you so much to Tom and the entire team for letting me keep you updated on the security and privacy news every week. I'll see you soon.